News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The blast that leveled two houses in Philadelphia yesterday triggered by natural gas. Eight people hurt, residents of 28 homes still not allowed back in their homes. Some people in the neighborhood have said they smelled gas in the area. Philadelphia Gas Works spokesman Barry Sullivan says no matter what, if you think you smell gas, you should call the gas company.
If anybody does think that they smell natural gas, irrespective of whether you're sure or you're not sure, some of the people interviewed yesterday kind of walked back their statements under questioning to say they weren't sure if it was natural gas or not. It doesn't matter. Call us.
Another building collapsed in June, but that one was due to a construction accident. That incident left six people dead and 12 hurt. Members of the union that represents Weston's full-time firefighters will be filing a complaint against the village of Weston for what they say is a violation of open meetings laws. The International Association of Firefighters, Local 415, said Weston's village board violated meetings laws in the planning of a new fire district with the town of Rib Mountain. Local 415 President Jerry Kopp said they want to make sure the public knows what's going on. Quote, number one, make the public aware and hopefully have them step back and take in the public input and the firefighters' input and do things that improve public safety, end quote. The two municipalities plan to dissolve their fire departments and reform a new fire district that would cover both the town and the village. Weston's Administrator Dan Guild said the charter for the new district was created by staff and did not need public meetings. He said staff meetings are not posted meetings. If I had to post everything with every person I met with, I'd be posting all day long, end quote. The meeting where public officials did meet and discuss and ratify the charter was held in open session. The union plans a press conference tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Marathon County Courthouse. Our Raymond Neupert plans to cover that event. The top official with the University of Wisconsin is stepping down. Chris Connolly has more.
The UW system president, Kevin Riley, is leaving. He confirmed rumors earlier today, announcing that he will become an advisor at the American Council of Education starting in January 2014. He says he would also like to resume teaching. Riley has served as system president for the past 9 years. He was chancellor of the UW Extension until 2004 when he took his current post. Riley is credited for the growth and strength of the UW system and for his efforts in creating the UW Flexible Option Degree Program for adults who are looking to return to higher education.
The Iron County Board decides yet today whether to pursue charges against mining opponents camping at a county forest well beyond their two-week permit in May. The meeting is already underway, and Paul DeMain from the Lacoutere Indian Tribe says they won't leave the encampment, even if they are served with an eviction notice. He told Wisconsin Public Radio they'll remain at the site until the tribal leadership tells them to, quote, stand down. And that, says DeMain, could be any time or years from now. The camp consists of about 30 tents, a mile from where Gogi Viktakinet has done exploratory drilling for the proposed iron ore mine. State Senate Republican Tom Tiffany is one of the main sponsors of the bill that made it easier to pursue the new mine. He says the camp is illegal. He said it would hurt local tourism if visitors have to deal with, quote, a squatter's village. Iron County's chief prosecutor is expected to give the county board some options, and he said the Indian treaty rights make the matter complicated. A week ago, an Iron County committee recommended civil or criminal charges against the camp. State Senate Democrat Bob Jalk of Poplar said, it's time for all sides to start talking and avoid the threats, court action, and claims of, quote, harboring eco-terrorists. Two Minneapolis police officers are under paid suspension for a June 29th incident that happened in Green Bay, in which they reportedly used racial and ethnic slurs in describing a street confrontation, as well as their own chief. The Star Tribune newspaper in the Twin Cities obtained a 40-page report from the Green Bay Police Department. It said the two were out drinking. They passed a group of nine black men on a downtown sidewalk. One of those men apparently bumped into an officer and words were exchanged. An officer claimed that he feared his safety and punched one of them in the face. Several Green Bay officers responded. The two Minneapolis men said they were police officers and they accused the Green Bay officers of not taking their complaints seriously enough. One reportedly used a racial slur in saying what the group was doing, and they got worked up after a Green Bay lieutenant said the two Minneapolis officers could be the ones charged for disorderly conduct. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for tonight in the overnight hours. A few showers possible early. Areas of drizzle overnight down to 59 degrees. Scattered showers and storms for your Wednesday. Look for a high of 77. Sunshine 75 for a beautiful Thursday. And then Friday, partly cloudy, but a slight chance of a shower or two. High 75. The weekend calls for sunshine on Saturday. And highs near 75. Same thing on Sunday, but storms should be returning on Monday. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.